I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
Last week, teen pop star Justin Bieber visited the Anne Frank Museum in Amsterdam and signed the guestbook, Anne Was a Great Girl. Hopefully, she would have been a Belieber. Since then, it seems everyone has weighed in on the story, from the Black Eyed Peas, Will.i.am, to Anne's own stepsister, Eva Schloss. Everyone except for Anne Frank herself. The final edition now brings you her exclusive response.
Hello, Justin Bieber. It's me, Anne Frank. I know it's weird for me to reach out to you, as I have been resting peacefully since 1945. That is until you visited my secret annex, signed the guest book, and then I rolled over in my grave. Look, you seem like a nice girl, so I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt and listen to your album. I mean, hey, if I hadn't been locked away in a tiny attic with seven other people, mice, and two cats with fleas for over 2 years without seeing the light of day while constantly fearing for my life, maybe I would have enjoyed the depths and complexities of your lyrics. I've got money in mine hands that I'd really like to blow. Swag, swag, swag on you. Chillin' by the fire while we eatin' fondue. Who knows? Had things been different for me, I may have appreciated listening to your runs, as opposed to having them. After contracting dysentery from drinking contaminated water in a concentration camp where I've watched my family die. It's just that I had so much going on, but with being locked in a closet for so long. Something tells me you can relate to this feeling. I'm just saying, had I not been so selfishly preoccupied with not walking or making a single sound for fear of being murdered, I might have really dug your beatboxing. Maybe, had things not gone the way they did, the Holocaust and all that stuff, I would have lived to see my diary published, and I would have been a famous teenager too. And instead of being ripped apart from my family and dying a slow, painful death, I would have punched a cake on the set of CSI like you did. But probably I would have just eaten it because we didn't have sugar. So yes, maybe had all these things not happened to me, I would have been a Belieber. But instead, I penned a beautiful and poignant account of what living through one of the most tragic events in history was like. Have fun selling your perfume. Auf Wiedersehen.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman. Anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
The following portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by Sequester Airlines.
For today's air traveler who has loads of free time to sit in the airport, fly the Republican Party's very own Sequester Airlines. Sequester has built-in delays based on the very latest air traffic controller furloughs. At Sequester, not only is safety a definite possibility, a 1 o'clock flight never leaves before 3, or 4, or 5, or 6, or 7, or 10, or 12.
Hey, are you going to New York City this summer? Do you plan to see the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, and are sure to pay your respects at Ground Zero? Well, fuck that! Why? Because the TMZ tour bus is coming to NYC!
Holy shit, the TMZ tour bus?
That's right, asshole! Why waste your time at the symbol of American freedom when you can see exactly what sidewalk Lindsay Lohan likes to take her long drunken pisses on?
Hey, I think I can still smell it!
Don't waste your time seeing where your great-grandparents started their journey toward the American dream when you can go exactly where Katie Holmes walks with her daughter daily!
Wow, Katie Holmes? Let's go bother her!
Why pay your respects at a place where the people are already dead. They don't know you're there. When the TMZ bus will take you to a discreet cafe where Anne Hathaway will know you are definitely there.
There she is, quietly enjoying lunch. Everybody yell, "Show that cooch, Anne! She'll love it."
And then let's tell her how much we hated several of her movies. She'll love that, too.
Come ride the TMZ tour bus. Forget about culture, history, and memorials when you can see important stuff like where Kevin Spacey picked his ass coming out of a Broadway show, or exactly where Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise decided to divorce, or favorite hangouts of all your favorite celebrities so you can bother them.
Hey, they're all my favorite and not-so-favorite celebrities. Let's go bother them.
The TMZ Tour Bus, getting ready to destroy a little bit more of society starting in May of 2013.
Hey, Tom Hanks, Dragnet sucked. See? He loved it.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Visit thefinaledition.com every day for more sizzling satire with teeth.
And now the Final Edition takes you to the campus of Southern Methodist University.
Excuse me, is this the George W. Bush Presidential Library?
Well, it was, but we lost the book. I'm W.
I'm History.
History. I'm going to call you Pistory.
That's not my name.
Well, I give everyone a nickname, part of my condescending charm. Now, what's your business, Piss?
I'm here to assess your placement in the annals of time.
Annals? You want Dick Cheney?
I'm here to assess how you will be perceived by future generations.
Well, I'm the decider.
Actually, I'm the decider.
We'll see about that, Pissy. Now check out this here reading room.
I don't see any books.
It doesn't have any. But here's a report. It's called Osama Bin Laden About to Attack.
What's in that?
I don't know. I think it's about Zero Dark 30 or something.
What's this exhibit of hanging chads?
Well, that's from the election in Florida. You want some? Only stolen once.
I'll pass. What's this empty room?
Well, this is where we keep Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. I used them to justify the invasion.
I don't see any weapons.
There aren't any weapons.
Why not?
We had bad intelligence.
It would seem your whole presidency was based on bad intelligence.
Whoa, good one, Pistory. I'd promote you to my inner circle for that one.
What's this ATM?
Oh, for that ATM, you need to put money into it. You know, to bail it out.
Well, W, I've made my assessment. I know your place in history.
Well, before you do that, can I make out a check to you for $635 million?
You can't buy off history!
Why not? The Koch brothers are buying those newspapers.
Good point.
Now, if you give me a favorable assessment, I can give you your own room over there, right by the weapons of mass destruction.
There are too many weapons of mass destruction in there for me to get by.
I'm liking you already, Pissy.
Hi, how is everyone today? Everyone have their yoga mats? Everyone ready for a good workout?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Good.
Great, okay. Start in the downward facing dog position, then lift your left leg straight back. Good. Now bend your leg to the right. Ow. You should feel a searing pain along your spine. That's good. Now, shift your pancreas 3 centimeters to the left. Just picture your pancreas and move it 3 centimeters. You're doing really good. Now lift your right arm, pointed forward, and kick up your right leg.
Oh my God!
Good! You should now be holding up your entire body with your left hand. Now raise that left hand.
Excellent. You should feel either a crack in your head or a weird displacement in your shoulder. You're doing really good. Now, whatever is hurting you the most, push it real hard into the mat. That's it. Good. Now, pick a partner. Find someone next to you. Don't be shy. Now, one of you is going to grab the other by the head and give a real good twist. That's excellent. Now, find a new partner, someone who's still alive. Now, figure out which one of you is going to twist the head. That's it. Keep finding new partners. That's it. That's good. Now there's only two of you left. One of you left. Whoever that is, pour this lighter fluid over everybody in the room. Real quick, don't be stingy, and pour it over yourself. Now light this match. You should be feeling a burn. That's normal. Now relax. Remember to breathe.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by LayPal. No stolen credit card numbers. No statements with transparently obvious circumlocutions for sex services dreamed up by brain-dead porn merchants. No lingering paranoia about blackmail. No records. No paper trail. What happens with LayPal stays with LayPal. Open your anonymous account and keep it current. When you need to get laid, just click on LayPal. Your lay will be on his or her way. LayPal, the world's most loved way to lay and get laid. Bitcoins accepted.
It's time for the Final Edition's finance vertical, Money or Die. In the last few months, Apple's stock has declined by almost 40%. Apple, once the world's richest corporation, has lost $260 billion in value. But is an uptick in its future? Our very own Money Honey Bunny Bucks has the story.
Analysts believe Apple's disastrous decline is due to that inevitable thing called product fatigue. The sleek brain children of the very deceased Steve Jobs and their offspring have kept the company going for a couple of years. But the company that built its brand on innovation desperately needs to innovate, something that takes the next step in personal computing. Google has already led the way with its new Project Glass, which focuses exclusively on the human organ, which underpins all marketing, the eyeball. Now, Apple believes it's taken a giant step beyond that. Apple CEO Tim Cook.
Project Glass's focus on the eyeball is smart. I mean, the problem is what's behind the eyeball, the human mind, which constantly makes decisions about what the eyeball is seeing. You know, stupid, random decisions. Yes, Google has begun the awesome process of delinking the eyeball from the mind, but we want the eyeball to control the mind, not the opposite. So as long as the mind can remove Google's eyewear and put it in his pocket or over her hair or on the dash or on a rocky ledge overlooking the terrifying randomness of nature, Google's business model has a fatal flaw. Not at Apple. Allow me to introduce our astounding new leap forward in digital innovation. The Apple lowercase I-B-A-L-L. The eyeball.
Wow, tell us more.
I will. The Apple eyeball is a flexible, self-powering spherical cyber organ that replicates all operating elements and functions of the globular perception device we now find two of in most human skulls. But unlike the outmoded wetware we call the eye, suspended in the vitreous gel which fills the eyeball, are microprocessors that duplicate all digital functions of existing Apple technology such as the iPad and iPhone. They can rear project onto the eyeball's crystalline eye lens any feature of, say, the iPad, instead of the obsolete eye randomly perceiving the iPad in the user's external environment.
Wow, I'm already totally flipping. Is the eyeball also linked digitally to the other devices?
Sure. With our new iPort technology, every eyeball can communicate with any other eyeball or any other device Apple deems worthy.
That is so much more awesome than Google's stupid glasses.
Indeed. Secondly, the receptor function of the eye lens and eye retina is selective rather than random. So eyeballs' 1.2 million eye axons, formerly known as the optical nerve, will only transmit to the thalamus and amygdala in the brain images which have a positive effect on the user's emotions.
Yeah, I don't get that, but I totally wish I did.
Well, for example, though the eyeball may occasionally be unable to avoid perceiving negative images such as, oh, a hideous multi-fatality traffic accident or your boyfriend making out with some slut in a Maserati, the iPerceive operating system of the iRetina screens out those images before they even make it to the thalamus.
So, if I have an eyeball, I'll never get totally bummed at the utter futility of life or try to attack the rich slut or get shot by her bodyguard.
Right. What you can't see can't hurt you. If you don't see something, you don't say something.
But what if I'm one of those people who just wallow in negativity and, like, negative images? Like, say, a satirist?
Then probably an eyeball or two isn't for you. But the millions of worldwide eyeball users will never ever read your satire.
Cool. Who reads satire anyway?
No one at Apple, that's for sure. The iPerceive selective process can also be used in reverse to induce pleasurable states. For example, the eyeball can simulate hallucinogenics, but without the poor life choices and Caucasian dreadlocks we see so frequently in Northern California.
The eyeball is going to change the very nature of perception.
And just as important for Apple is the ability to control perception. The eyeball is an existential remedy rather than a medical one. It is the digital answer to life's randomness. The Apple eyeball doesn't simply replace an inefficient evolution-based hodgepodge of hit-or-miss wetware. It redefines the nature of human happiness.
Oh, my God. It's going to be like having Steve Jobs himself right inside your head.
And as our BFF, beloved founding father, would have murmured,
Apple once again has the world. By the eyeballs.
And now, another in a series of dire warnings from the President of North Korea.
Hello! This is Kim Jong-un. People are saying, what does Kim Jong-un want? Like I am character in Robert McKee's screenwriting seminar where you pay $700 and get free final draft software. Well, first thing I want is for Dennis Rodman to come back. You see, I very, very fat. But when I stand next to the worm, it's like little Sprout standing next to Jolly Green Giant. Ho, ho, ho. Ah, ha, ha. So, what do I want? I want you to want me. Just like Cheap Trick. Ah, ha, ha. When I woke up, Mom and Dad were rolling on the couch. Rolling numbers, rock and roll, and got my nuke warheads out. Ah, ha, ha. Ain't that a shame? And don't try to take dream police action. Ah, ha, ha. This is Kim Jong-un saying surrender, surrender. And get me free Final Draft software 2, version 8. Ah, ha, ha.
It's time for another reading from the final edition Radio Hour's Big Book of Improving Moral Virtues. Tonight, one of the most beloved poems of that minstrel of colonialism and patriarchy, Rudyard Kipling. It's entitled If, and it has inspired colonialists and patriarchs all over the English-speaking world for more than a century. If you can keep your job when all your cronies are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can vote yourself a massive bonus despite the quarter's plunging revenue, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting to sink the knife exactly where it fits, and being hated, beat them all at hating, and then downsize them all, the stupid shits. If you can dream of sex all through a meeting with hot account execs from O&M, but never give a hint, however fleeting, your mind's on anything but CPMs. If you can slap and tickle without feeling, give new meaning to the phrase, a bottom line. If you can reinforce that glassy ceiling, and fire the silly ninnies when they whine. If you can stop a whistleblower blowing, and make sure the bastard never works again. If you can inside trade without it showing, and when the feds call, neatly shift the blame. If you can peddle stuff that causes cancer, but know the art of making settlements. If you can purge us smoothly when you answer, and have the court seal all your documents. If you can sell your board stupendous hooey. If you can sweet-talk Forbes magazine. If you can screw, but never be the screwy. If you can count that all-important bean. If you can fill each ever-loving minute with 60 seconds of concern for number one. The company is yours and all that's in it. And yes, you'll be the CEO, my son.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Jen Dodd, Rob Gordon, Kevin Janis, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Barry Lank, Rob Gordon, Jen Dodd, John Marshall, and Tony Hendra. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com often for past episodes of the Final Edition Radio Hour, articles, animations, and laughs. Lots of laughs. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Kreisler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC. Copyright 2013.